Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Colonel Tom Mannion is here, ladies and gentlemen, and he and Tom Cileo are the co-authors of Brothers Forever, an enduring bond between a Marine and a Navy SEAL that transcended their ultimate sacrifice. Travis Mannion, Tom's son, and Brendan Looney, his best friend from the Naval Academy, both gave their lives. Travis in Iraq in 07, and Brendan in Afghanistan in 2010, and they gave their lives for their country, for serving their country in the military. And Brendan was in SEAL Team 3, and Travis was a Marine, and a recon Marine, as I remember. Tom, thanks again for sharing your story with us. It can't get there's no way, you know, you hear about things, people saying, well, you know, as time goes by, things get easier. But there's no way this telling this story gets easier for you.
No, it's tough, Jim. It's as I said earlier, you know, losing your son is your worst nightmare. But yep. You really feel like you need to push forward. And with this story, it's been about pushing forward and making sure that we can get the story out there about those that serve to the rest of the country, because, you know, we've got these brave men and women that continue to volunteer.
Why do we have to do that? You know, let me tell a quick story, and then I want you to answer that question, Tom. When my son was in Fallujah in 04 as a Marine, and my audience knew what was going on in those days, Tom, I was at Best Buy buying something, and a little gal waited on me, and she took my credit card. She said, "Oh, she said, are you Craig's dad?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "Well, I went to high school with Craig." I said, "Okay." She said, "Where is he?" And I said, "He's in Fallujah." She said, "Where?" And I said, "Fallujah, Iraq." She said, "Where's that?"
Right.
I said, this is probably a 25-year-old who didn't even know. I mean, she didn't put anything together with the war. She didn't even know where Iraq was or what Iraq was. So my question to you, Tom, how do you feel about having, we talk about this next greatest generation, but I'm going to have to say not all of them. Is that too critical? What do you think?
Well, I just think it's sort of where we are today, and I'm not sure that bringing back a draft really works. Part of telling this story is to try to connect those that don't serve with those that do.
Yeah.
That's one of my objectives here.
Are you surprised that you actually have to do that, though? That level of effort has to be brought into, has to be extended to tell people about this?
Well, I wish it could be different in some ways, but not everyone's going to serve in the military, and you know, if we have something where we can get people to just sort of recognize what service is about,
yeah,
and,
mm-hmm,
to serve in their communities, you know, there's a lot of great organizations around that,
right,
that young people can serve in, and maybe that's it. Maybe it's just making sure that everyone has an opportunity to serve in some way.
But you're using the foundation to remind people to keep this in people's minds, to realize that there are people, there are members of our society who are willing to say, if not me, who?
We go around to the high schools and we leave them with that message, and we've talked to hundreds of high schools. We've got veterans that are ambassadors for us, and we get those that serve to go out and talk to them about that message, if not me and who. And we tell them, you know, you can serve right here in your backyard. And normally, mm-hmm, when we leave that school, we'll pick out a fallen hero and we'll put his picture up, and we'll tell a little bit about his story. and we'll tell them to go out and make an impact.
What's the website for the foundation, Tom?
Foundation is travismannion.org.
Okay.
You can find things there, and
can people contribute to the foundation?
Yeah, absolutely. You go
and,
on
and how would their money be used?
Well, you know, we're around in the high schools. We're also actually working directly with our military veterans, so we've got some programs mm-hmm. out in our San Diego office that where we're actually working with them on internships and trying mm-hmm. to help them transition back into lives that are so different from when they were in a combat zone. So we've worked with a number of veterans to do that.
Right.
We're out at the high schools, and we're doing
good
whatever we can to connect the military community together with the rest of the country.
We need to do that, and I've got a lot more questions I could ask you, Tom, but I want to ask you, are you still in touch with Brendan Looney's family? Do you stay in touch with them?
Sure, yeah. And as a matter of fact, Brendan's wife, Amy, was very involved with us on this book, so she's
right.
She helped us pull together some of the friends that Brendan right. had in the Navy SEALs, and so we're connected.
I've got to wrap it up. The book is called Brothers Forever. It's about Travis Mannion and Brendan Looney, ladies and gentlemen, two of America's great young men.
Jim, it's brothersforeverbook.com. It's
okay,
our
good.
Website.
There you go. Thank you. Brothersforeverbook.com. Also, travismannion.org is the foundation website. Tom, thank you for being here. Thank you for the service of your son and for your service as well, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Colonel Tom Mannion, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. We'll get him back another day and talk some more about this. I think we need to continue to...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.